Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you some more football. NFL lunch style here on this Total Request Thursday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw, Ravens back in practice today. We'll give you the attendance report as soon as we get it out from one winning drive. Lamar did not practice yesterday with an illness, so we anticipate he'll be back today. It is an illness, though, and sometimes Vinny, illnesses can linger for a while there.
I'm guessing it's going to be regular schedule for Lamar. Off Wednesday, practice Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, and get himself back on that field for sure. And we know Lamar Jackson. But the disadvantage, shall we say, of a quarterback not being there Wednesday is what? Does, you know, Monken and Warhop, et cetera, they're trying to get things together here.
I think when you're playing, like, division teams, Bob, teams that you play twice, you know, it's a lot easier because you're prep, you've already done it. But when you're playing a team like New England who you hadn't seen for a while, you know, and you're missing a day of practice and not getting any reps, I think that can be something that affects them. But if he uses his legs on Sunday and it's because he needed this day off, I'm all for it.
God bless him. Now for the New England Patriots. Now yesterday for the Ravens, as we talked about, as it happened, Noah Woosie with a foot. He left the Bengals game. Buchanan's out for the year, unfortunately, with the knee. Lamar, no Roquan Smith, knee. Ronnie, knee, ankle, didn't practice. Kyle Van Noy with a quad. Those are the official designations, and we'll know if some of these are of the severe variety within the hour.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, Bob, with New England, they got five defensive starters that did not practice. So see, the thing with Carlton Davis, the corner, Bob, he came back in later in the game. So he may just be resting. But, you know, if Harold Landry, Christian Ellis, Spillane didn't play last week against Buffalo. Jelani Tavé, or no, Jack Gibbons played at 51. He was a starting inside backer. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. If all those five missed, Well, I think that means something, but I'm guessing, Bob, 4 to 5 will be playing.
And Spillane's had success against the Ravens in the past.
I like Spillane. He's just kind of a tackling machine, you know, type guy.
Tyler Linderbaum, Ravens center, Pro Bowl center. Not having a Pro Bowl year, I wouldn't think, by any measures here in 25, but he was asked yesterday when he met with the media, the offense and trying to get it back on track.
That's our goal. End of the day, you know, each week, you know, practices have been well, you know, execution-wise, and just got to translate to, you know, game days and give us, you know, our best chance to win all four quarters. You know, we got to play our best football. Talent certainly is not an issue. You know, we have all the playmakers in the world. You know, it comes down to just execution and doing our jobs and then, you know, consistently playing at a high level for four quarters. You know, I think that's what we need to do and that's what we need to get back to doing.
Yeah, and I think exactly right. Consistently do your job, offensive line. That's the biggest one. Consistently do their job. And all they really need to do is just get a body on a body. They like to lay on they're on the ground all the time. That's the thing, you know. So, Bob, I mean, they have not been consistent for four quarters in a game the whole season. Why would we expect it now?
How much is, Linderbaum's regression had to do with the fact that Voorhees and Falele have been below average by all accounts this year?
Well, it probably doesn't help at all, you know, to help him, you know, because neither one, you know, he's undersized, so he has problems with bigger people. And they're not athletic. They don't move laterally well. So stunts and twists kind of kill them. So I'm sure it doesn't help things at all for him. But his biggest problem, Bob, is big guys causing problems. And Tonga from the Patriots number 95, could cause him some problems on Sunday.
Now, historically, Derrick Henry, he starts to heat up when the weather gets cold in December, and he had the big game against Cincinnati this past week as the Ravens win 24-0. Here's Tyler Linderbaum talking about Derrick Henry and why December is kind of his prime time.
You know, size and speed certainly helps, and I think, you know, he gets into that secondary. I don't know how many DBs in this league, you know, want to tackle him. You know, he's his physical presence, how he plays the game, how hard he runs. It certainly makes it hard all the time, but, you know, certainly in these kind of, you know, weather season games, it makes it even more challenging.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, we saw Malik Harrison, you know, when Henry hit him in that Pittsburgh game, laid him out. When it's cold like this in December and you see your breath and all that, you know, and you're in a DB or a safety or a corner, that stuff hurts even more, you know. So it makes things that much more difficult. And I think, you know, you're kind of – so a lot of the times in December too, Bob, you're playing teams that are out of it and they don't want anything to do with tackling them. So they're making business decisions at that time. So I think – and a lot of the times in December too, your team is ramping up for the playoffs. So – you're still playing for a lot and playing good, and a lot of it, Bob, may be the way that dude trains, man. You know, that his body is still strong in December.
I mean, you watch them TV commercials. Oh, he's lugging furniture and running over Henry VIII. I mean, that dude don't bleep around for sure. It's Vinny at Andy 105.7 The Fan. NFL Lunch, Drake May, MVP-level guy. Probably trailing Stafford at this point in that regard. And yep. Josh Allen's breathing down his neck as well. But here's Drake May talking about the defensive schemes, the different ones that Zach Orr brings to the equation.
They got some guys on the outside that have played man, and guys on the inside, safeties, they mix around. I know 14's a great player. You know, 44 has played a long time and played at a high level. I know played the other corner in college, you know, Wiggins. So they got some great players out there and do a lot of different things and get the eyes on the quarterback, make plays on the football. I know when they do play, man, we just got to, you know, win at the top of the route. I think our guys have done that and shown that and make contested catches and me, you know, work on ball placement. And if we do expect man, which I think we will, you know, when you get down in the late of the season on third down in the red zone, you're going to see, man, teams are going to play man and to be able to handle that and win routes and be able to win versus man is this league. And it's why those guys, those receivers, you know, get paid. And
hey, Bob, it's when we talked about their offense, what did I say? You know, man-to-man coverage. You know, he's talking about they need to win man. He's got 43 sacks because they don't win man a lot of the time. So I think the Ravens match up well in man coverage, you know, this week. So that, you know, Drake May's not wrong. If his guys can create separation, they're going to do well. And Bob, my number one key is the secondary's got to play its best game of the season this year, especially in man coverage.
You don't want Boutte dropping a hammer on you. And you know Stephon Diggs will be charged up, yep. You know, kind of local with some of friends and family there. Last thing for you, Mike Vrabel, the New England head coach, one of the leading candidates for coach of the year, talks about the improvements the Ravens defense has made over the last 8 weeks.
Teams aren't really running the ball on them, forcing a lot of these games to be one-dimensional. Really good mix of veteran players and some youth, really good interior players. You know, I mean, they're just big. They're, you know, Jones and Jenkins. And obviously they'll rotate other guys through there, but it starts with those two. You know, I think Kyle Hamilton is one of the best players in this league just from a versatility standpoint and what he can do at the line of scrimmage, covering 34 career PBUs, 8 career sacks. You know, if you're loose with the football or you take a nap, he'll pull it out or he'll hammer it.
I agree with everything he said. I think it does. It starts with Travis Jones and Jenkins, and they got to be able to block them. You know, otherwise they're going to disrupt a lot of things. And the thing that Travis Jones has showed a lot lately is his pass rush stuff. You know, that he can move the pile, and he's got some swim moves and stuff. And, I mean, Hamilton is – I mean, everybody mentions 14. Why? Shows up all the time because he makes plays. I mean, that's why you mention him, because when they get in trouble, you know, in the run game, he's coming down, help stop it. They're putting his seventh or eighth person in the box, and it's always Hamilton.
When we come back – here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here's the total request. Thursday, Bob Haney, Vince Rodder, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's film breakdown of the New England defense. We talked about the offense earlier. Now we'll talk about the D. They were up 21 points at home against Buffalo with a chance to win the division, and they let it slip away. What the hell happened? But where might they pose problems for the Ravens? And as we just talked about, Vinny, they got a ton of guys who didn't practice yesterday, and we'll see how it unfolds over the course of the afternoon. And then Mike Harmon, Real and Fantasy Football with him. Who is this year's Coach of the Year? Could it be Ben Johnson for his Bears? And it's kind of fantasy football playoff time in a lot of leagues, and how are you going to win some cash? Mike will try to give you the sage advice to make that reality.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good for you.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. A couple more segments to go. Get your song request in and all on the Plaza Sports text line. 410-583-1057. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday. Earlier in the show, Vinny broke down the New England offense. Yes, they did put up points against Buffalo, but ultimately was not enough because the defense helped blow a 21-point lead. What the hell happened there? Film breakdown.
All right, let's look at that defense. Let's start with secondary. I mean, Gonzalez, number zero. He's our best corner. He's a good player. Seven, Carlton Davis, the third. I like him, too, number seven. I think both our corners are good, and they'll play man with those two. But Carlton Davis went out. You know, he was gone for a couple quarters, then he came back late. And 22, Charles Woods came in, kind of picked on him a little bit. You know, he was kind of their pigeon when they needed something. Their safeties, 31-21, they're okay. Nothing special. You know, their nickel corner, Marcus Jones, he's on the injured list too. All right. Their two corners, I really like the two corners, you know. But the safeties and stuff, all right, can they get open? Yeah, but they'll play a lot of man coverage. They will do that. And they'll try to lock them up. Now, up front, Bob, they'll play three-man front. Nose tackle, defensive end, defensive tackle. Durden, 94, Tonga, 95, and Christian Barmore, 90. They're three big hogs. They're three big guys. They don't get off blocks well. They do not get off blocks well. They're big bodied. 95's got a little pat. 95 can cause some issues for Lindenbaum just because of size and stuff. Barmore and Durden, Bob, I think Falele will have a good game, I think. I don't think they'll cause him that many problems. The only issues that he could have is if they're twisting and they're bringing Landry inside or something and he's got to move. But just putting, you know, him over the guys that they've got, be fine. If they just don't lunge, when they lunge, they get in trouble. They don't need to lunge. Voorhees, I don't think he's going to have, he could have some problems. Now, the two tackles, Landry. Landry's got 8.5 sacks for them. 8.5. And then Chason has 6.5. The thing with Landry is, so 2 and 44 are their pass rushers. 8.5 and 6.5. So decent numbers. Landry, they both run well. Landry's got a little stiffness in his hips. Not a real bend the corner guy, but he's got speed. And he didn't look all that massive, you know, but can he cause Ronnie? I don't think Ronnie will have a problem with either one. You know, Rosengarten with Landry, I think they'll stunt and twist him more so and bring him inside because people have been effective, you know, twisting and stunting against the Ravens inside. Rosengarten, I would like to think that he'd be able to block these two pass rushers for them because they're not where they rank defensively in sacks. They're 23rd. They only have 29 sacks. So the three inside guys don't create a lot of pressure, and the outside guys, they're okay. You know, they're not natural, athletic pass rushers. They're a little stiff and got some speed to them. So being able to throw the ball, I think so. Now their linebackers, this one was Gibbons played, not Spillane. Spillane wasn't there, so Gibbons was playing. And Christian Ellis, 53. Those were the two inside guys. I think they're just okay. You know, I like Spillane, but I didn't see him out there. But I saw the other two. They don't get off blocks real well. You know, that was the thing that I noticed. And, you know, when you combo up, you can create a lot. Now, here's the thing that Buffalo did. You ask, well, how did Buffalo in the second half? They ran right at them. They just lined up and ran right at them. And you know what they did? All Buffalo did? Got a body on a body. That's all. And Cook just ran up the middle the whole time. Boom, boom, boom. You know, there wasn't a lot outside, but they just lined up and they got, you know, guard on the guard and the center comboed up to the linebacker. Bob, they had a, and then there was a lot of lunging and missing tackles by the New England D-line, linebackers, and safeties. So if Big Boy gets a chance to get running, he's going to break some tackles, and he's going to have a chance to make some yards. If the Ravens' O-line, all they got to do, Bob, is stay on their feet, get a body on a body, just, you know, play basketball like Charlie Kolar does, body on a body, and then they'll have some creases in there. That's all Buffalo did, and they rushed for what, $160, something like that? But they consistently were able, and I'm saying, man, they're putting eight in a box. New England's putting eight in a box, and they're just lining up and just coming off, putting a body on them. And those big 3D linemen, Bob, they couldn't get off a block. They just, you know, okay, we'll give one for one. It's basically what they were doing. And Buffalo took big time advantage of it. And then the other thing was Josh Allen ran. You know, those guys get pressure or whatever. He just took off and run because they're playing man coverage. You know, your receivers, everybody's running with somebody. He sees a crease, he goes. And that's what Lamar's going to have to do. He has got to get involved with his legs, you know. And, Bob, if the Ravens are able to just line up, I don't see any way. Because Vrabel knows, you know, he knows the Ravens' run game. And he knows Derrick Henry. And he knows if that big guy is, you know, going early on, that it's just going to be like all day. So he's got to find a way to try to stop them, I think. But then if you got Lamar using his legs, then that's going to be more difficult. But just a body on a body, that's all they – just stay off the damn ground. Just stay off the ground, and they should be able to run the football. Because, you know, we heard the New England guy yesterday. He said they've been playing terrible against the run. Mm-hmm. And they have because they're not getting off blocks.
One thing to keep an eye on, maybe. Dawson Knox had two touchdowns against them, the tight end.
Yep.
Could we pop – I mean, we've been saying this all year. So this is the week that likely, you know what I mean? We've been waiting all year long. I mean, Cincinnati struggled stopping tight ends, and that really, well, Ravens only threw the ball 12 times.
Yeah.
Could this be a game in which against the Patriots, Andrews likely even Kohler? I mean, who cares? Yeah. One of the tight ends, you know, is a major factor in this thing.
I think likely, Bob, because if they're playing man coverage, likely's the guy that can separate. So likely would be that guy if they're playing in man coverage. And if they're playing in man coverage, more than likely
right.
is because the corners are going to do a good job. I think the Ravens receivers will have a hard time getting separation on the outside if they're playing a ton of man. And then on the inside, whoever they put in the slot or Isaiah likely would be that guy.
It's 58-80-105-7 the Pad, Nolan McGraw. It's Total Request Thursday. Couple more segments to go. Get your songs in there. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about 20 minutes or so. But coming up next for Fox Sports Radio and many other media outlets, Mike Harmon, talk real and fantasy football with him. We got Nolan McGraw, trip through the Funhouse coming up around 1:45. And then Inside Access takes over at 2, followed by Thursday Night Football, the Rams and Seahawks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here on the Fan. Six straight weeks, he's missed at least one practice, but he's been on the field, you know, helping the Ravens achieve some success. But joining us now to talk about the final few weeks of the season, got big weekend of NFL football, and it's Bears. What the hell, man? And we'll talk some fantasy football as we're in playoff worlds in a lot of leagues from Fox Sports, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, what is up?
Yeah, y'all need to download the Flex and go back and download them all and every episode I've ever done. Baby needs a new sandwich. What's going on?
Well, let me ask you this before we get to this with the fantasy and the real football over the weekend. You know, reading the story about the Bears looking for a new stadium, and you know, was it Arlington Heights? Apparently, was the spot. Now they're talking about Indiana. And as a guy, Mike Harmon, who grew up with the Colts, they now play in Indiana. It was uncool then, and I'm sure it'd be an extremely uncool situation for the Bears. Is this just more political posturing at the worst? Isn't it always wild how it comes out at the worst time? Bears are having their best season in forever. Hey, but let's talk about maybe relocating the team to Indiana.
Well, some of it is you put a lot of stuff on paper and in the public, and Kevin Warren did a lot of big talk about getting through the red tape of the political machine in Illinois to get something done. And, well, as the calendar tells me, it's the 18th of December. We're talking about Christmas hiatuses for shows and chaos and whatever. And when better to ask for stuff than when you're winning?
True.
I mean, like, when it's all said and done, right? You don't go and ask for a huge raise when you've lost a bunch of sponsors because you said something against their product or in unwittingly in support of a competitor. No, you don't do that. You're like, let's lay low for a little while. No. Here it's like, wait, we're winning. We're gonna go play the Packers. We played them strong, you know, a couple weeks ago in these stupid ass sandwich games that the NFL puts together. I hate the schedulers. They can all beat it. But all of that to say, yeah, for Warren and for the Bears, it's the long, long battle. Like, for folks that are unaware, I give you the 30,000-foot view. It's the Chicago Park District that runs Soldier Field. The Bears get nothing from any event that's there. So you can see Taylor Swift sell out 7 straight days at Soldier Field. The Bears don't get a dime, which is why they want their own facility or some more buy-in or equity in any of this. They can run a high school game on Thursday, a monster truck pull on Friday night. Sunday, the Bears play, and the field is what it is. You know, you might as well just paint concrete at this point. So, yeah, use whatever leverage you have. You've had a bunch of advertisers from Indiana on your radio and TV partners broadcast for years anyway, so why the hell not? Put the pressure on these guys, because if nothing else, I don't know if you guys have watched anything from the mayor or from the governor, I mean, you might as well grab popcorn and a beer when those two guys start talking.
We got our own issues in this state of Maryland here, Mike Harmon, that we tend to pay attention to around these parts. But anyway, with you mentioned the game against Green Bay coming up here on Saturday. All the import is there for the division. But in regards to coach of the year, you got Vrabel, who's going to be in Baltimore, Cohen down in Jacksonville, Ben Johnson with Chicago, Vinny brought up Shanahan in San Francisco. All this, you're like, San Francisco, oh, they're 10-4. How the hell did that happen? Yeah. If there's a front runner for coach of the year, in your opinion, that's why we're asking you, who is it in your eyes?
Cohen, hands down, for what they've been able to do in Jacksonville. They defend the run really well. Offensively, while Trevor Lawrence isn't world-beating the last 5-6 weeks, he's playing good football. The run game has been fantastic. And what I love is that he gets propped up by the fact that the division has been much better than anybody could have hoped. Right? When you look at what Houston's been, they navigated that stretch without C.J. Stroud and Davis Mills. They won those games. You look at what Indianapolis was before the Daniel Jones bit of a slide and then the injury that he played with for a couple of weeks before we get to Phillip Rivers. How about that? Indianapolis and San Francisco for it all on Monday Night Football. But all of that, all that to say, like what Cohen's been able to do, especially coming out of that initial press conference, he gets the win for me. Vrabel, we had expectations. We've had proof of concept of him as a coach before. Ben Johnson, the cupboard was pretty stocked for him. Shanahan's great. But, you know, the core and the infrastructure of that had been built. So even though you lose Bosa and Warner, you're still able to take care of it. They don't sack anybody and they don't turn the ball over, yet they have this record. It's amazing.
Now, Mike, we got an awesome game tonight. You know, we got Rams who, you know, had problems getting out of the airport last night in Seattle. You know, and they played a tight one down in L.A. What do you think tonight? And who are the must plays tonight?
Well, we're looking for a little bit of rain tonight, so we got that going for us. Obviously, JSN. You guys want to talk Puka Nacua? We got about 15.
Well, what about the ref? Will the refs be throwing flags at him tonight?
You know what? He just might. And that wasn't even the most problematic thing that he said or did in that whole interview, but that's a whole other discussion for another time. That and his brother may or may not have stolen a car. There's a lot going on in the Nacua household.
From the Lakers guy.
I think it was Magic Johnson's truck.
Exactly. But, yeah, I mean, you got some rain tonight. They played them well, as you said. Matthew Stafford only had 130 passing yards. You don't have Devontae Adams, so your best red zone specialist is gone. The run game, I know Williams had 91 yards in the first game on 12 carries. That's great. A lot of it came on one carry. You don't take it away, but overall, Seattle's defense strong. I'm looking for Seattle to win this game. Sam Darnold will not be another 4 interceptions. But for fantasy purposes, yeah, we take the 2 wide receivers off the jump in JSN and Nacua. You can have a little bit of a sleeper in Parkinson. But otherwise, it's a tough go. Kyren Williams is no better than a mid-to-late RB2. Blake Corum is a flex kind of option for you there. Both defenses are actually worth perhaps a look-see. I think that 42 is a pretty high ceiling for this one. And Matthew Stafford, despite being one of the MVP frontrunners, is no better than a QB2 alongside Sam Darnold this week.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex on that point because we know you're pressed for time, and so are we. Let's get to it. I'm guessing we're in playoff realm in fantasy football. Mike, let's help the people win some dough here.
Yeah, either week one or week two, depending on how you set up your league. But some of the usual suspects up at the top with Allen and Hurts and even Drake May, he's a top 7 for me. Lamar, he plays, he goes. I'd love to see him use his legs a little bit more. Joe Burrow, will he be sullen? That was the most disappointing thing I've ever seen. Not for you guys, but all the, maybe he walks away. No, I love football. No, he didn't love football. He hated life on Sunday for 3 hours and pouted like a child. You got Prescott against the Chargers. And then obviously Justin Herbert, even with the banged up hand, he gets his shot at that Dallas secondary. So he's a top 10 play this week. A little bit in the sleeper department. We look at Bo Nix going up against Jacksonville because you can pass on him. You can't run on him. And then C.J. Stroud, the aforementioned Stroud, with what he's got going with Nico Collins going up against Las Vegas. Running backs, it's all the top usual suspects there, with Saquon Barkley cracking the mix going up against Washington. Look for him to have a big game in that divisional battle as they keep trying to trudge ahead. Guys that are on the downside a little bit, I mentioned Kyren Williams. You look at Bucky Irving against Carolina. If he's not more involved in the passing game, only one catch last week, that signals doom for them. And Carolina continues to intrigue me on so many levels. Sleeper position, Michael Carter there in Arizona. He'll get the nod. And then you go all the way down to Audric Estime running against the New York Football Jets. I'd be remiss if I didn't sell you on Tyler Shuck while I'm at it for your dollar fantasy league. And then wide receivers, really quick, a couple names that pop in that folks are in the know on. Looking at Michael Wilson and what he and Jacoby Brissett have been doing, a fantastic. You look at DK Metcalf against Detroit. Their secondary is terrible, and a lot of yak potential for him there. And then we'll give you one more a little bit further down the beaten path. How about we get a little bit of Jalen Coker? Again, that Carolina squad going up against the back seven of Tampa that can't stop anything. Let's go.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. Mike, appreciate the time as always. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks here.
Peace and love, boys. I'll get a giant box of Ravens and Orioles cards out to you so you can wallpaper the studio. I love you. Thanks for always making some time for me. I appreciate you both.
You got it, bro. Mike. There's Mike Harmon, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over too. And then later on tonight here on The Fan, Thursday Night Football, Rams and Seattle game we just talked about. Much anticipated matchup too. Get their votes in for Featured Artist Friday, who we jam it to tomorrow around 10, whatever. All right. Get on in here.
Well, since tomorrow is our last Featured Artist Friday before the holiday, we'll do a special version Christmas music for Featured Artist Friday.
Yeah. Well, that's right, because we're off on the 26th, and just giving you a heads up, we're off on the 2nd, too. Yeah. I mean, because that is now a company holiday.
Well, I'll put my foot down right now. The Christmas music has got to stop at midnight on the 26th. No more. That's when it ends. It should start midnight on the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it should end midnight the day after Christmas. Personal opinion.
I'm not necessarily disagreeing with that.
Yeah.
Because there's only so many Christmas songs you can hear and so many different takes of said Christmas song.
Now, Nolan, are you the type that you take your Christmas tree down like on the 26th?
No. We'll see that. Maybe I'm inconsistent there because I could probably justify leaving the tree up through the new year. But I would think that weekend there,
yeah.
What, it's Friday the 2nd, so it's probably got to come down Saturday or Friday.
I agree with that.
Nah, mine goes down middle of January.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I put it up.
Unless you applied for the
extension. By myself, and, you know, it's a lot of work goes into decorating it and putting it up and logging it from, you know what I mean? It stays up, and if it was up to me, it'd stay up until next December.
Now, let me ask you this, Bob.
And it's a fake tree, for the record.
So is ours. Do you keep your... Like, does your wife like the Christmas lights on, like, all the time on your tree?
No, we turn them off when we go for work because, you know, we have cats and she's kind of over paranoid with the fire hazard sort of. But they don't really bleep with the tree. I'm surprised. I thought our newest cat, because he's new to the Christmas scenario, because he's a goof. I was like, I'd be willing to bet money he would have knocked the tree down first day. It's pretty cool. I'm good.
We've all seen Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Who knows what happens when the cat gets in there?
He tapped out after like the first couple of days. But I leave it up because I like the way it looks, quite frankly. So there you go. I'm that guy.
Fair enough.
But don't Halloween stuff? No, I don't even want it up at all. Anyway, so that's what we're doing tomorrow, Christmas songs. We got time to go to the Funhouse for Inside Access.
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Start with this one. We've heard from a few callers about this the last couple days. Texter adding on, saying the resting starters topic for Week 17. It's interesting. This is getting ahead of ourselves, first and foremost, but I wouldn't automatically pull Lamar and other key starters on offense just because the game doesn't matter. I'm assuming the only way they beat the Patriots is with a strong offensive effort, so I wouldn't want them to lose all that momentum rolling into the Packers game. At least have them play the first half. That way they keep themselves fresh for the important Week 18 Steelers game.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought much about it, but playing a quarter or two kind of makes some sense. Or for Lamar, you know, are you better off giving him the whole game off to have him totally rested? That's an interesting one. I don't know anybody that's nicked. You know, do you not play him? I mean, it makes sense not to, you know. Like a Ronnie Stanley, you know, don't play. Roquan, you know, you don't play. You know, Kyle Hamilton, don't play.
But at the very least, Lamar will practice if you're planning on benching him.
Yeah.
Just to make him think a little bit, I would assume.
Even in a year where the Ravens aren't in consideration for a first-round bye or any of that magical stuff, we still have the rust versus rest debate. How about that? We can't escape it.
They're 7-7.
Right.
Rest or rust.
All right. How about this one here? Speaking of Lamar, the injury status. Texter says, Harbaugh can't hide his frustration with Lamar at all. For years, he's talked about Lamar and his injury status differently than other players on the roster. Reading his facial expressions, body language, he can't stand that Lamar wants to sit out of practice. All of this will come back to the surface when those contract negotiations begin again.
I think any coach wants his players practicing, you know, if they can practice. And I'm guessing Harbs is, and the coaches are probably frustrated, but it is what it is. And that's what gives you the best chance to win.
That's it. Going to be doing it for us tomorrow. Featured Artist Friday. It's Christmas music. Get your favorite Christmas tunes by your favorite artist to Nolan, and he'll get you rolling on the Plodsport text line. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We got Vinny's keys. We're going to get into stats. We're going to hear from everybody that spoke with the media today, which I'm assuming Lamar will be one, since he's back at practice. And we'll talk about Terrapin Time stuff with Keith Kavanaugh and all your other sports news of said day. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Thursday Night Football, Rams Seattle. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk in the morning. For now, pass the Smith.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.